Together Daily Podcast, a ministry of the Kerwin Baptist Church in Kernersville, North Carolina. Our prayer is that through these daily devotions, we can believe together, even when we can't be together. Please join us for a brief devotion Monday through Friday as we strive to continue daily with one accord, as the first church did in Acts chapter 2. Now, here is our pastor, Daniel Hawtrey, with our devotion today.
Good morning and welcome to Believing Together, and thank you for being a part of the podcast today. My name is Jacob Jarrell. I'm the assistant pastor here at Kerwin Baptist Church. I'm excited to fill in for pastor and to share God's word with you for a few moments as we begin our day. I would like to focus on one verse today, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. But before we begin, I want to ask you a question. Have you ever in your life, or maybe right now, really struggled to make ends meet? We're not going to say you're necessarily in poverty, but really struggling like to put food on the table, to pay all those bills and have surprise things come up, and you just are really struggling to make ends meet. Now, while I can't help you with the physical or the financial side of that, there are many Christians today who live spiritually like this, but we're really struggling just to kind of survive spiritually throughout the day, throughout the week. Man, we might get a little life on Sundays, but we don't have the spiritual blessings like we wish we had. But the thing is, God did not desire us to live this way. He desired us to live spiritually millionaires. I want you to look at this passage with me today. It says in Ephesians 1 verse 3, it says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ." I want to look at a few words and then we'll be done today. It says this, first of all, "who hath blessed us." What does that word mean to bless us? And I looked it up. It says to speak well of, invoke a benediction upon. If you were to look in Old Testament days, Isaac blessed Jacob towards the end of Isaac's life. And he spoke a blessing. He spoke of things that God would do in Jacob's life because of what he is saying. And he was blessing, sending prosperity towards Jacob. Also, Jacob, whenever he was close to passing in his life, he spoke a blessing over Joseph's sons. It was a prosperous thing that he was sending to those children. And the God of the universe, the creator of the universe who made us, he spoke a blessing to you. If you've trusted Christ as your Savior, God knows, cares, and spoke that blessing over your life. Because he wants you to prosper. He wants you to reach heights that are amazing for him. And so God gave us that blessing. But not only that, but he also did this. He says he hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings. He says God didn't withhold one spiritual blessing from you when you trusted Christ as your Savior. If you want to look at it figuratively, God took the whole dump truck, brought it up to you, and unloaded every single spiritual blessing that he had on you when you trusted Christ as your Savior. So he gave you everything that you could possibly need to live the Christian life in him with his help. It is amazing that God gave us all these spiritual blessings. And what are they? What are these spiritual blessings? The forgiveness of sins, justification, sanctification, Jesus's righteousness given to us freely. He gave us a family of believers. He made us heirs of Christ. And so we get all these blessings that all we do is we just accept them through Jesus Christ. So many times we as Christians, we think, hey man, I'm barely surviving, I'm struggling. But God said, you should be living like a spiritual millionaire today. Every bit of God's spiritual blessings are not only yours, but you can access them in Christ. It says this, it says, with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Christ is our life, and he has all these spiritual blessings that he wants to sustain you, help you, give you the power and victory in your life today. If you'll just claim the blessings that God has already given to you, they're already yours. You know, that's great about these blessings is they don't go away. They're not temporary. They're not physical. Just most people don't access them because they don't see them. But if you access them by faith, then God will give you all that you need to live for Him today. Man, I pray that in your life that you will, hey, I'll take Him today. Lord, in Christ, I need your help today. And I want to access everything that you've given to me. Let's live like millionaires today. Thank you so much for being a part of our podcast. And I pray it's a blessing to you. Hope you have a great day. Bye-bye.
We are thankful that you joined us for this podcast today. We encourage you to subscribe to the Believing Together Daily Podcast. And please feel free to contact us through our church website, kerwinbaptistchurch.com, if we could be of further assistance. May God richly bless you today.